flexible.
Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. You can create the content on the site. All the stuff there on the front page, you scroll down, those news stories, those items were submitted by listeners like you and voted on by listeners like you. You can go and participate in that process. For free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Oh, sorry, Johnny Ray. Let's try that again.
Johnny Ray.
Fine job.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue. We're going to take your calls, and still to come here tonight, Johnny Ray's got a piece about surveillance. We talked in detail about the gentleman who was it, Edward Snowden, I think it was his name. He is still missing as of the last I heard this morning on the radio. I don't know if there's been an update on that case since this morning, but the guy who released all the shocking information, I guess shocking to some people, about the NSA listening in on a variety of different things and having access to pretty much every communication that that exists, that you've created, that you haven't encrypted.
Yeah, so, and I've got a gripping account, a gripping story from one of the Arab Spring countries.
Yeah, so I definitely want to hear more about that, but we're going to go and start out with your calls here and maybe a little bit more about the Robin Hooding case that went to court today as it made international headlines last month. The case was heard for the first time in court, and we can give you a little bit more about that as well. But we start with Cato, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Cato.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've been doing time ever since I was 15 years old, and in the state of California Youth Authority. And from the Youth Authority, I ended up going to California CDC. And upon me going to CDC, they do a psychological evaluation. And
what is CDC?
California Department of Corrections.
Okay.
And from Department of Corrections, they do psychological evaluations there. A psychological evaluation consists of when you're finished with your CDC term, the parole agent, which they have a surveillance over people, they can send them to mental institutions just because of hearsay without any court actions or anything other than that.
Hmm.
However, they send people to these institutions without, you know, even going into their history as to see how they developed the mental illness or anything of that nature. So my point is, by them sending people to institutions such as mental institutions after completing their time, it's a breach of contract as to people's plea deals that they took when they went to prison.
Makes a certain amount of sense. One of the problems is that there's all kinds of things that aren't mentioned in your plea deal that they sort of believe that you're just supposed to know this. Like, for instance, you know, if you take a plea deal for a sexual offense, it may or may not be in your plea deal that you're going to be on some sexual offenders list for the rest of your life, but you're going to be.
Right.
If you take a plea deal for a felony, it may or it will not be on your plea deal that you will not be able to own a gun or in some states vote. But I can tell you it is. So it's kind of one of these difficult situations where, yeah, they just didn't tell you and you were supposed to know.
Right. And they're sending people to these hospitals that are, you know, they're well educated and as well, and they're saying they have mental illnesses. And it's like, come on, for Christ's sakes, what is really going on? Is this some kind of pyramid scheme so that California can get out of debt, which is not helping them get out of debt, it's pushing them furthermore into debt.
Yeah, yeah, they're sending people to prison certainly isn't going to help California get out of debt because every new person that they have to feed and clothe and house is going to increase their costs. Now, what was your situation? Why were you in the system at age 15?
My situation, when I went to California Youth Authority, I was in group homes, foster homes, and basically I was running amok on the streets, committing crimes such as burglary, robberies, getting caught with possession of deadly weapons and stuff of that nature. And
do you feel like the system helped you with your issues?
No, not at all. They haven't even addressed my issues. Moreover, I had to learn how to cope with my own issues and better myself within those means to furthermore be where I am today, to know that what I did was wrong and to have sympathy my victims as well.
Where are you today?
Today, at this point in time, I'm being housed in Kalinga State Hospital.
So you are in a mental ward?
Yes.
How? So they let you on the internet? How are you listening to Free Talk Live?
That's a question.
A couple of my friends, they have radios that they can pick up any station, basically, with it, band radios and stuff like that.
So you've got internet radios?
A couple of people have them.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting.
And you're just able to get on the phone, and since it's a toll-free call, you can call in that way?
Yeah.
Huh, fascinating.
That doesn't sound too bad. You can't call toll-free from prison, can you?
Well, the guy was calling from the Canadian prison. Remember that guy back in the day?
He claimed to be. Yeah.
I believed him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long are they holding you?
See, my commitment, which is MDO, civil commitment, which is 2972, which is mentally disordered offender, they commit us every year. Every year we go back to court, and the courts either commit us or they let us go as far as with supervision or non-supervision. And basically I've been committed to the hospital since 2006.
And how old are you now? You started at age 15 in this system?
Yes, I am 31 now.
So you've been held for half of your life?
Yeah.
Over a decade and a half because you committed some crimes as a teenager?
Yeah.
And they just never let you go. Every year they just re-up you and there's no actual sentence. You're not sentenced to a certain number of years?
No.
What are you saying and what questions are they asking you at the psyche evals?
The psyche evals consist of how are you doing today? What today's date is? Do you know who the president is? And basically, what do you feel that your medications are doing for you? Those are the basic questions for them to get their determination to say that you meet criteria to stay in the institution.
You stay in the institution if you get the day right? Because good, because I'll tell you, I missed that date thing. I had to look down here at my computer to figure out what it was.
And then they'll use that. If you give them just like that, because the average person doesn't keep track of all that other stuff on the streets. But when these doctors ask those questions, they say, well, you're disoriented. You have disoriented thoughts right now at this point in time. And
whoa, I mean, are you able to answer the questions? Why are you still there? I mean, what is your supposition as to why they continue to hold you?
They're saying violence, most of all. They're saying the act of violence and my violent history.
Have you been violent recently? When was the last time you got in a fight?
The last time I had gotten a fight was last year.
Last year. And
yeah.
What was the circumstance? I mean, just another prisoner or what?
It was another ward that was here, another prisoner, and I had got attacked. And verbally and physically, and I avoided it as much as I could. And I just couldn't avoid being called out my name and being, you know, harassed by this guy. And it was derogatory statements, racist statements, and everything else. And I talked to the psychiatric technicians that work here about it, and I kept trying to avoid the situation. And you can only avoid so much.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, Mark spent 9 years in prison. I mean, can you relate to any of this, Mark?
I think this is, this is the worst kind of thing you can do to an inmate. I mean, the thing that they have is hope. If they don't have hope, they're deadly.
Yeah, why are they going to get better?
Try to imagine how deadly it is for the staff that work there, for the other inmates, if an inmate doesn't have hope. And
got nothing to lose.
At this point, every year they go up, they don't know when their time's up. This would be awful. This would be an awful experience.
I thank you for the call tonight, Cato. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry to hear about that situation. Wow. Just basically being held year after year, some, you know, man with a gavel or doctor or whoever gets to determine whether or not he gets out.
That reminds me of Marine Corps boot camp. When they were punishing you for something, they would tell you to push. So you would drop to the floor and start pushing. And they wouldn't tell you, you know, like you kind
push-ups?
Of imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you could imagine from television, drop and give me 20, mm-hmm. 50, 100. They would just say push. And you would start pushing, and then you would keep pushing until they got tired of watching you doing push-ups, and then they would make you do something else. But the key here is that you didn't have a number. You didn't have a goal.
Mm.
You were just going forward in
until
time.
Until the bureaucrat is
in
satisfied.
Torture. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I mean, that was paradise compared to the CDC.
More coming up here. Your calls. Welcome. You can take control of the airwaves and tell whatever story you like. Is that a true story? I don't know. 855-450-FREE. Sounded
like
believable.
It.
You can take control. He had that institutional echoey sound in the background. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-453. Still to come, we've got the latest on the meter maids, the ones you would like if you saw them, not the ones that you should be concerned about These are the ones that are actually saving people from parking tickets. The Good Meter Maids in Surfers Paradise, Australia. Got an update on them. Plus, your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. In addition, Johnny Ray's got something that he wants to share about the NSA surveillance, or I guess related to that.
Right.
And also are going to take your calls. And also, we will take your Skypes as well. If you want to Skype to us, you can use username lrn.fm.
BitInstant.com has launched its new site.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Go to BitInstant.com, take a look. All the functionality has returned. It was gone there for like a day. And
this is a totally new site. I actually have not yet signed up. You told me about it literally minutes before the show started, so I do want to get in there and dig in because it's completely different than it was before.
Yep, it's worth checking out. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins are, they're an international currency that has no relationships with governments or banks. It gives you complete control of your money. It allows you to send and receive funds anywhere in the world. And that's a big deal. You can't currently just send money to certain places on the planet. Now those places can send money out and do business with people through bitcoins, which gives you complete control over your own money as opposed to, you know, bankers and government politicians and things like that. It's bitinstant.com. Just go there. They've got a very easy site to figure out, and they make it easy for you to get bitcoins. Bitinstant.com.
They sure do. Let's go to Dallas, and the site looks great, by the way. Dallas in Texas, listening via the TuneIn application. Hey, Dallas.
Hey, good evening. I wanted to share a little story with you.
Yes.
About my daughter and our adventure in obtaining a passport for her. When she was born a year ago, January, not only did we forego the vaccinations, but we also did not get her a social security number.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, my wife, being from another country, we knew we would eventually be traveling overseas. So we figured in the next 5 years she'd need a passport. So we go grab an application. And something that I've done since being awake and in the movement, civil disobedience and whatnot, is I've started to read a lot, and I tend to now read the applications very carefully, and two and three times at that. Well, it says very clearly in there that if you don't have a Social Security number, that you just put all zeros. So that's what I did.
All right.
Not only did I do that, but I also marked that myself and my wife, who is not legally a citizen, we're not U.S. citizens. And there's another little box in there that asks if what country you were born in, if not United States, and I wrote Texas. So we take it down to the post office, and the lady behind the desk says, I need her Social Security number. And I said, She doesn't have one. She said, she's got to have one. I said, you supposed to be giving me legal opinions, or are you just supposed to be a witness? And she goes, I've been doing this 20 years. And I said, have you read the application? She goes, no. And I said, well, here, look at this paragraph right here. And you should have seen the look on her face. It was priceless. So she says, they're just going to kick it back to you. It'll take forever, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, maybe, maybe not. It usually takes about 3 weeks to get it. 18 days. Brand new passport. Looks just like mine.
I guess you don't need a Social Security number to get a passport.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Although a passport will not pass for state identification.
What is state identification?
What do you mean by that?
Like a driver's license.
Hold on a second. It will if you buy an alcohol. Yeah.
Well, I've asked a couple of deputies about ID, and when they ask for state ID, they specifically mean something issued from the state in which you allegedly live. Now, whether that means they won't accept it or whatnot, but they're saying that somehow it doesn't cross over.
Now, you still had to hand over a birth certificate in this case, though, right?
No. What I did was I handed over a record of live birth, not a birth certificate.
What's the difference?
Because the record of live birth is from the hospital. It's not state issued.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look at something like, and this is it all tested in the application, if they look at this something like this and determine that they need more information, they call you and ask for more information. They didn't need any more information. They printed a passport, put a picture in it, and gave it to us. So not only did it not take 3 weeks, it only took 18 days to get my daughter's passport.
Nice.
With all of that on it. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
That's a huge success story, and I appreciate you sharing that. That's awesome, Dallas.
I'd like to hear it happen. Thank you, Dallas. I'd like to hear it happen 18 more times for me to believe that like it's not a lazy government bureaucrat. But I certainly don't want to diminish his luck and success.
Wow, that's really cool. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. The Meter Maids of the Gold Coast in Australia. The story we shared with you a few days ago, and I don't think you were on this show, Mark. I think it was during the ladies. Night edition of the show.
Okay.
Do you recall talking about Meter Maids? I don't think you did.
I knew about the story.
You did, and you've been teasing it for a week and a half.
Well, we talked about them. We kind of talked about the history of the Meter Maids, that they've been around for almost 50 years. These ladies in gold bikinis have been walking the streets of Surfers Paradise, Australia, for decades. Now, it's not the same ladies as it was 50 years ago. You know, women in their 20s and 30s, very attractive young ladies, are going and rescuing people from getting parking tickets. And they have managed this whole time to make a business out of it. I mean, these ladies are getting paid. They're going from business to business, and they're selling businesses on their services. The idea being that if you're a business in downtown Surfers Paradise, that you would want to have these women, helping your customers avoid tickets because they promote your business, and it's just nice to have beautiful meter maids helping your customers out. So I guess over the years they've been able to keep their operation going until recently, where one this is from Yahoo.com.
Now, are the iconic Gold Coast meter maids a thing of the past? The maids claim a key Surfers Paradise marketing group wants to keep them out of sight at major promotions. Adam Marshall reports, instead of preparing for their 50th anniversary, meter maids are barely clinging to life.
We're not going to entertain the concept of a bitch fight.
And all they've got to complain about...
A bitch fight.
Okay.
or spend their time on is keeping us out.
49 years ago, they were a marketing dream, gaining valuable worldwide publicity for small change. They want to get my
home on the ceiling. Everybody from all ages do love us.
But not everybody. In fact, there are real concerns. They
who would not love... The Meter Maids.
Making my palms sweat.
It does seem a little warmer in here.
They've they've got the short shorts on. They've got, bikini tops, basically, and they are beautiful. Who would not love them? Well, turns out there's at least one grump in Surfer's Paradise, and he probably has a few associates that are with him in this, whatever this marketing group is. It sounds like some sort of downtown group or something like that. They're trying to put a stop to the meter maids coming out to public events. And we'll come back with the remainder of what's going on with these ladies. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The meter maids of Gold Coast, Australia are under threat by some sort of business group that opposes the idea of these ladies wearing skimpy shorts and bikini tops going around to public events and promoting themselves and their services. We'll continue with what's going on with them here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And you can also reach us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Don't forget you can join us online where we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com.
It's just a few more days, Ian, until the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So exciting.
Yep, Pork Fest X is coming up. It's going to start on Monday. We'll be there on Sunday doing a show. There's going to be lots of excitement going on besides family events and musical events and
great speeches.
Speeches by
panels.
Luminaries like David Friedman, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and
Michael Bolden now coming in to fill in for Lou Rockwell.
Yeah, that's great. Both of you and I will be on panels and giving speeches, that kind of thing. So
yep. I'll be hosting the Civil Disobedience panel.
Anyway, you can...
I'm only inviting people who've been to jail to be on the panel.
Come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Find out more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can get directions and info there. You can come and pay at the door. It's porkfest.com.
Yeah, we'll also be hosting a free radio expo as well. These are just the things we're involved in. What is the panel that you're going to be on?
I'm telling people, let's see... pigs, you know, about raising pigs. I can't remember what it is.
Like farm panel.
Bacon, it won't make you free, but it sure tastes good in the meantime. And
are you going to be on with other farmy type people?
I'm going to, hopefully there'll be some people in the audience that know something about this, and I'm going to, you know, I work
just
the crowd.
You? It's just you up on, a,
yeah.
on the stage?
Oh, okay. I work the crowd during my speeches. I don't imagine for a second that I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Gotcha.
I may be the one who's best behind the microphone, but, you know, not the smartest. So the other one I have is Quakers, proto-libertarians. So want to talk about just sort of the history of Quakers to some extent.
And Johnny Ray, are you going out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
You bet your sweet bippy.
What are you looking forward to?
The energy, the electricity in the air, the comradeship.
When are you going out? You probably have to work, right? Or are you taking time off?
I'm coming up Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And now, wait a minute.
Meaning at the end of the week? You're coming at the end of the week?
Precisely.
Okay.
Most people are coming to see Ian Sweet Bippy.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Johnny Ray's the one who mentioned it. I assumed he'd seen it.
That was in, I'll talk about your Sweet Bippy at another time,
okay,
probably.
Fair enough.
But you're broadcasting the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Starting Sunday night, actually. We're going to start on Porkfest Eve. So pre-Porkfest, we will kick off the event.
Well, I reckon I'm going to have to come up Tuesday then.
Well, that's awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you. Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You cannot register online at this time. That closed at the beginning of this month, but it's not too late to go. You can still just show up, and you can buy a week-long pass for $75 or buy a day pass. If you can only stay up for a couple days, you can do that too. So if you can only make it up for the weekend, even if it's just for Saturday, Friday, Saturday, et cetera, it's still worth the trip. It's worth it to, you know, get whatever kind of rental car or whatever you need to do to get up to Rogers Campground in the northern mountains of New Hampshire. It's a beautiful time with wonderful people. Over 1,000 have pre-registered. They're expecting maybe 1,500 because there's usually hundreds of people that don't register for this event. They just show up.
Oh, yeah.
Either they're bad at planning or they just are paranoid and they don't want to register for
They don't mind paying the full boat.
Or whatever, yeah. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Porkfest.com. The Gold Coast Meter Maids are under attack. We talked about them a little while ago on the show, and there's news about them that I wanted to share the night we originally had talked about them, but we didn't have time for it, so I thought it was important to get it out. What's happening to these ladies who have been saving people from parking tickets in the town of Surfers Paradise since 1965? It was a year after the town installed the parking meters in downtown Surfers Paradise that one business owner decided these are terrible for business, and he came up with a plan of hiring attractive women and putting them in bikinis and hats and sending them on the streets with change to save people from getting tickets.
The plan that usually, you know, foundation of a plan that usually works.
A brilliant plan, in fact. But now they're under threat and they're having a tough time. Let's continue the story from Yahoo News.
Make it to their 50th anniversary because time is expiring for the Meter Maids.
There is obviously something rotten in Surfers Paradise Alliance.
Meter Maids boss Michael Yarwood says he believes the Meter Maid is already an endangered species, and a Surfers Paradise marketing group called the Alliance wants them extinct.
It beggars belief that the peak body that represents the jewel in the crown of the Gold Coast chooses to ignore a iconic representation that is celebrated worldwide, and that is the Meter Maids.
The Alliance strikes back.
All right, here's the grunt.
Through director, Councillor Lex Bell.
There are a lot of activities in Surfers Paradise for which the Meter Maids are not really relevant. And therein lies the tension. The Meter Maid proponents feel that the Meter Maids should be at all functions.
We are a bunch of girls trying to keep an icon alive.
Alive, but on life support. Owner Roberta Aitchison says with just 8 left prowling the streets of Surfers, it won't take much for the Alliance to finish them off.
The dirty tricks they've used is breaking up a live interview on a radio station, getting security guards to escort us away from a festival, being told to move up to the other end of town where we're not wanted.
But already that seems enough to kill off the coast icon.
Why would someone do this? Now, I get it. Like, maybe their argument is like, they're a business, and we don't want them here promoting their business at our event without buying, you know, a table or something like that. It sounds to me like there are certain events happening in Surfers Paradise that are open to the public, but they're they're happening like a street fair or something like that. Some kind of these things happen in various towns all over the place where the city will like shut down a street or the businesses will have some sort of an event, and these girls are showing up because they're a mainstay. They've been around. They've been coming to events for years, and now all of a sudden this grumpy guy on this what sounds like city council. They called him a counselor in that interview there. That this guy and his cohorts are trying to put a stop to these women showing up at events and arguably promoting themselves.
Yeah, he said they want to be everywhere, but there's places where it's not where they're not relevant.
Right, but he didn't say that they're not that they're trespassing or anything like that. He just wants to keep them away. And, it's one thing if they're coming on private property and the private property owner says, I don't want you attractive women on my property. Get out of here. That would be one thing. But I'm not hearing that claim. I'm not hearing that in this at all.
Yeah, I don't see the problem. Okay, so all kinds of politicians go places without buying booths and walk around and do their thing and get in the front of parades and do all kinds of stuff. So I don't think walking around in your clothing or your uniform is worthy of getting kicked out of an event.
I tend to agree.
MetaMates HQ is for sale. The business is in the red and relies on donations to stay afloat.
We don't like going around and asking people for money and for contributions for photos and things like that. We'd like to be able to walk around, just do our job and happily give out the photos because we are the ambassadors of the Gold Coast.
I think it's a great idea and they're beautiful. What more could you want?
We should have something like that in St. Kilda.
So the question is, as MetaMates near 50, should they be pensioned off or heritage listed?
It may be Australia's crowning cultural achievement.
I'm with him.
Yeah, man. So what was your question about? What's the business?
Well, yeah, I mean, they were saying that it's their business, but I guess it's a donation model.
Well, that's what it's turned into. But originally, as I was sort of suggesting earlier,
right.
The original model was that these girls, like, if you go on this, metermaids.com, by the way, is their URL. If you go to metermaids.com, there's a page about how to become a metermaid and, what are the requirements. You don't just get to look pretty. You actually have to go out and sell. So, you're going downtown to the businesses. You're, going into the businesses, talking to the owners and, getting them to sponsor. This was the way it was, as I understand it. Businesses downtown would essentially sponsor the meter maids, give them the money to put in people's meters, to keep business flowing, to keep people coming downtown, to prevent people from getting parking tickets. And at the same time, you've got these lovely ladies, somewhere nearby your business at some given point of the day.
Not a bad thing.
And recently, over time, they also added other things that they'll promote you, and there's other ways they can promote the businesses that help them. So 855-450-FREE will take your calls about what you want. Maybe you think the meter maid should be stopped. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, rerolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And no, we also have our Skype option for you. You can send us a request on Skype. We'll add you as a contact, and then it'll be easy for you to call in that way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us on our website and enjoy all the various features. They're completely free. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We will take your AMP dollars in, $5 a month, and we will combine it together with others' AMP dollars, because $5 on its own doesn't buy very much. But when we get other people together to contribute, that means we get to buy advertising for Free Talk Live to talk radio stations in the industry. We just recently finished up going to a talk radio convention in New York City. That was just about a week ago. And
it's been that long?
Not quite. But we'll be going to another talk radio convention later on this year. There's usually two per year. So we're going to another one later on. Actually, Mark, you haven't yet confirmed for that, but at the very least, I'll be going to it. And these are things that we can do with your contribution. It really helps us get on more radio stations and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth $5 a month, then we can give you some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and more. You can go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Pete is on the line listening on gcnlive.com in New Mexico. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. Hey, I'm just following up the call from the gentleman in Texas to kind of let you guys know that, I'm 50 years old. My oldest daughter is going to be 21, and my younger one's going to be 18, and they've never had a Social Security number.
Wow, that's incredible. Have they ever had a job?
Oh, yeah. They're working as we speak.
Now, are they working for, like, the corporate world? How does that work?
Because
I can understand
Let me just kind of give you a little preference of what's going on here. Both of them have been homeschooled. Mm-hmm. When they left the hospital on that day, I got threatened. They were born in Nevada. I lived in Nevada at the time, and they were threatened. They threatened me and my wife both that, they had to. I had to fill out all this BS paperwork and blah 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 blah. Anyway, I threatened them that I was going to sue the administrator of their hospital to compel me to fill out that paperwork. anyway, a couple hours later, a nurse came back in and said, sir, you don't have to fill out any of this stuff. And so anyway, that's how that story goes. But
yeah, we've heard from others who've said that it's a very high-pressure environment
It's extremely high-pressure. It's just you got to stand your ground. And I was much younger at that time and maybe a little more had a little more bravado. I have a little more wisdom now. But anyway, long story short, we got them a passport when they turned 16. So my thinking was, we could get them a driver's license. Well, we got them a passport, no problem. No problem at all without a Social Security number. There is no law that says you have to have a Social Security number to get a passport.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that hands down. But here's the dilemma. We went to the DMV to get them a driver's license. And I'm pretty persuasive, so I persuaded the girl there to issue them a driver's license as a foreign national, because they are a foreign national. Anyway, they did, and they had a driver's license for about 45 days, and then they revoked it. So anyway,
so the foreign national is like the
They're foreign to the U.S. They're foreign to the U.S. I mean, they're foreign to the corporation, and they even agree with that. But anyway, right now, long story short, we're getting
ready. So are they taking the bus to work?
No, they're traveling.
Oh, okay. So they don't have. So you've actually got daughters, 18 and 20 something, was it, that are actually driving with no driver's or traveling with no driver's license?
Yeah. So
have
they
been pulled over?
We'll deal with that when it happens.
So they have not been pulled over.
No, they haven't. But
have you been pulled over? Do you do the same thing?
No, I don't. I actually have a driver's license. I can operate on a different plane. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't know what you're saying there.
Well, it's just how you handle yourself and how you handle the issue.
I love this idea of going from point A to point B without getting a government permission slip in order to do that. Some people seem to have varying levels of experience and varying levels of success in applying this, and most of the success seems to simply be that they just haven't gotten caught and had to deal with going to court and whatever.
Well, I mean, I have, over the years. I mean, and it's just one of those deals. You kind of pick your battles, and I just decided that because I have a business, I don't need to be dealing with that, and I'll deal with it on a case-by-case basis. But the point being here is that you don't have to have a Social Security number to get a passport.
And that's what the guy was calling earlier to say, and so now we have two people calling tonight to say that.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's had it for
that's great news.
Now,
Mark, did you get Jack a Social Security number?
We did get a Social Security number.
Okay, gotcha. So now, if you actually have a Social Security number, then could you still put zeros on there and try to get a non-Social Security numberized passport?
You know what? You can do that.
I love it. I think it's a great. I think it's fun to experiment.
You know, a guy you had to have on just for a little toss around interview is Roger Sales.
I'm not familiar.
Roger
is this
Sales.
Is this one of the gurus who's going to charge people a bunch of money
to charge you zero? No. Okay. It's all educational. Anyway, I met
him. What's his website? Go ahead and give it a plug.
I'm not sure what his website is. I think it's just look up Roger Sales, Sales. And you guys ought to have him on.
All right, man. Thanks for the recommendation. We generally don't do guests on the show, but I appreciate the suggestion.
But, at least talk to him and get some information out. But anyway.
Yeah, thank you for the story. And I'm sure those who are interested will look closer into it, and I appreciate your call tonight. Also, I think that
Roger is free to call.
Sure he is, like anyone else. Now, I love the idea, and it's something that I've dabbled with a little bit. I haven't gotten rid of a driver's license at this point, but I have traveled with a non-state plate on my car. And the last time I did it, I had a different plate. Well, I guess technically it's not my car. But I was traveling in a corporate-owned car, and it has a state plate. And I had the state plate put on the front of the car, and on the back of the car was the Shire plate. Now, of course, some of us here in New Hampshire call it the Shire. Not all of us, but some call it that. And so we kind of have this... the Shire license plate. It's yellow with black lettering on it, like a lot of international plates are. And the suggestion is that why is my imaginary nation any less than your imaginary nation? The Shire Society, if you go
they'll kill you over theirs.
If you go to ShireSociety.com, you'll see that there's a declaration that's been signed by people. So we've got a document on hemp paper that has people's signatures on it, probably more signatures than are found on the Declaration of Independence. So, you know, if it's about the amount of signatures, we've got more of those. And what is it really about? What is it that creates a nation anyway? Isn't it just an idea? Isn't that all that a nation is? Is just a concept? Isn't it something that people believe in?
I thought you said the Shire
in?
Society wasn't a nation.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's a... Well, I guess, you know...
Oh, now it's going to be a nation.
What's the definition of nation?
You beat me over the head for two segments about it not being a nation.
It depends.
Today it can be a nation.
It depends if
that was the
court.
Point I was trying to make.
I don't know. It depends on the definition of
Please,
nation.
Please, somebody pull this old episode up and send it to Ian so he can listen to what a jerky sounds like on the air.
Well, it would depend on your definition of nation.
That's
it's,
what I
It's
I
not
think
a
I said
nation
those exact
in
words.
That, in that it, you know, it's an organization based in violence, but it is a group of people who voluntarily chosen to declare their independence and operate under a certain set of a moral code where you do no harm. And you honor your agreements. So is that a nation? I don't know. But it certainly makes for a cool license plate.
I think it fits for the definition of a nation, personally. I mean, I don't see why not.
Do you think that at my trial that's coming up after Porkfest, the day after Porkfest, actually, where they're going to try to prove that I'm a resident in the state of New Hampshire, do you think I could claim to be in the state of the Shire?
I don't see why you can. I think this is a very interesting question. You know, sometimes some people...
But it's definitely not a state, though. That's the thing. That's why I'm concerned about making that claim.
It's...
isn't a state inherently a violent organization?
I would say it is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the difference is. I don't live in the state. I'm not in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I prove that I'm in the state of New Hampshire.
I mean,
exactly.
It's a tough thing to prove.
Then you start to get into the question of, is the state the ground, or is the state an idea? Is the state a political organization? Is it a body politic, as it has been described?
It's a state. Your nation could be a state of mind.
Indeed, the state of confusion. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, Johnny Ray is going to share with us his piece that he wants that he's plucked out for the evening about privacy, the NSA situation. We'll tell you more coming up. Moments.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.